and what you can become. Amen. And parents, speak positive stuff about your children, whether you see it or not, whether they're doing it or not. Speak positive. Plant positive seeds, not negative seeds. We got to be positive. We don't want to be a negative parents who always put his children down or his mother to make him feel inferior. It'll make him inferior and angry. Sometimes you wonder why they so angry. Might be your children, could be a person. Why they so mad? Why you feel so inferior? It's because the seeds had been planted. God want to bless us. He want his blessing on our life. And the truth is, he want to reprogram our minds. God don't want none of us sitting in the mud, wondering which way to go and which way to turn. We got a good God. He's a good God. He's a fair and just God. Not only that, we are who God says we are. We can do what God says we can do. But we got to plant that seed. God said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's what he said. He said we the head, not the tail. Above only and not beneath. The lender and not the borrower. It's no such thing. Well, I'm poor, I'll be poor all my life. You sure will, because you said it. If he say he wants us to be the head, not the tail, that's what he mean. But we got to react on it. Do something. Go to school. Go to college. Get an education. Get a trade. Get a job. Do something to transform yourself. You don't expect water to come out of a jug and you ain't never put a hole in it. You just shake it, shake, shake. Ain't nothing coming out. We got to get up and do something. Do something with ourselves. Do what God told us to do. Don't try to transform ourselves because we can't do it. He said we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Yes. The only way we could be changed is through Christ Jesus. Amen. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. When things happen, there's evil. Some people say, oh, that's God playing. Oh, that's what God wants to happen. That's not true. God said he's a fair and just God. He don't work that way. He's a good God. He wants to grant us the desires of our heart and fulfill all our plans. He's not that way. We don't want our plans to get in the way of God's plan. Because we just human, and we make up our own stuff, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Excuse me. But if we do it the way God do it, and let him establish our steps, let him establish our plans, we don't have to be worried about falling. We are going to stand. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 19:21 say, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. We got to trust God. Ask him what our purpose in life. Because he told us everything worked together for the good of those that love the Lord. They call it to the purpose. He already told us. Ask God, what my purpose? Show me where to go, what to do, how to do it. Because that's what the Holy Ghost is for. It's a leader, guide, and a teacher. It teaches us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. You know, a lot of people say we don't need that, but we do. We got to know which way to go. If we don't know, if we don't have it, how are we going to know where to go? How are we going to know what to do? How are we going to know how to establish our plans? We need the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us. And then he wants us to commit our works to him. And then our plans will be established. We'll be able to stand. We got to trust God. It's about trust. We got to trust him. Before we see his blessing, we got to trust him. We got to follow his plans. Isaiah 25:1 say, O Lord, you are my God. He will exalt us. We will exalt him. We will praise his name. For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. God had planned the forms where in the old, before we ever got here. He is faithful even when we are faithless. We got to do it his way. And give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the glory. Who don't like to be praised? When somebody praise you, you be so excited. Somebody say, ooh, girl, that's a pretty dress. Ooh, I like your hair. Oh, I like the way you did that. You just say, thank you. God said he inhabited the praise of the saints. As you begin to praise him and give him glory and exalt his name, say wonderful things about him and thank him for the plans. Thank him for the visions. And God inhabited those praise. He keep them in his heart. He said, oh, that's my daughter over there. That's my son. Look how they praising me. They excited about me. That's what God wants us to do, exalt his name. Trust him. What our purpose. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able to test and prove what's the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. We got to be transformed. Proverbs 15 and 22 say, without counsel, plans fail.
My Lord.
We got to go to God and ask him to show us, establish us, lead us, guide us, direct us, show us the way to go. Show us what to do. Show us what to say. How to say it. When to say it. Amen? We got to do what God wants us to do. And another thing, let me tell you this before I close. People do not determine our destiny. God does. People do not determine our destiny. God does. Do not allow people to label you. Or say, you can't do that. Or you don't have that degree. Or you're not the right color. You can't go over there. You don't have no business in that place. Who's supposed to establish our destiny other than God? Do not let people labor you. Removing labels is like peeling off an old car bumper sticker. When it's been there a long time, you peel it and you keep peeling, you keep peeling, you leave threads, a little left here and a little left there, and tears. So what I'm saying, you're going to have to keep fighting those thoughts day after day, because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren day and night. Satan. He's always accusing us of something. You have to work. You have to keep fighting those thoughts and or those negative labels that have been put on you and those negative words that's coming to you. You got to fight. And the way you fight is through the word of God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed through the word. The more you renew, the stronger you get. The more you renew, the more you win.
Amen.
But you have to constantly do it. You have to keep fighting. You have to keep moving the labels. You got to remove the negative label and put on a new label. Remove the negative label and put on a new label. And know you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
I'm strong in the Lord. Say it out your mouth. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm anointed. Speak out your mouth what God say speak. Amen. Don't let nobody come say you unqualified.
Amen.
You can't get that job. people even come tell you, oh, I don't think that church thing going to last with you. Oh, that's just temporary. You'll soon throw that away. That's what the world do you. You can't let that happen. Amen. Pull off negative labels.
Amen.
Are you still wearing the negative label? Pull it off. What someone else have stuck on you, remove it. Remember what God said in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's what God said. And he won't last. The word of God shall stand forever. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. The labels need to be removed. Your mind need to be transformed. Do not be conformed to the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't let negative labels hold you back. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is Minister Bede, and I will be praying for America today. Amen. As well as ourselves. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, that you have forgiven us of all of our sins. You have blocked out all our transgressions, and you have washed away all our iniquities. Father God, we ask you this morning to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new each day. We thank you, oh God, that you hold us in the palm of your hand, and by no means can any situation or anything pluck us out today. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we combine in the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse. And every plan that ever got out to interrupt our day today, we curse it to the root. We say the blood of Jesus and the hand of the Lord is against it. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can abide under the shadow of our Almighty God. We thank you that 1,000 may fall at our sides, and 10,000 at our right hands, but none will come near us. We thank you that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Heavenly Father, we pray for the president of this nation, all of the executive branch of this nation, all the members of Congress of this nation, all of the leadership of our local, state, regional, and federal agencies, commission, and government of this nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to heal, deliver, and set free in every area of our life. Father God, we ask you to bless this community that we are living in. We ask you to bless our homes, our families, our children, and ourselves. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT. KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Matthews.